question, if I can just ask one, is that do we have control over the arising of desire?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the sense of, you know, if we understand clearly, and if we see that, you know, and it's not really thought out, it's just understood. Yeah, every time I've tried to fulfill that desire, I have felt frustrated. And I finally get it, so that there's, that's where that sense of a relinquishment is around. And it also comes to a point, and I mean, it's interesting, like in the from the Buddhist perspective, because one of like the word in the Four Noble Truths, there's the there's dukkha, there's suffering, there's the cause of dukkha, there's the cessation of dukkha, there's the path leading to cessation. And when we think in terms of, and it's hard to find a translation like that's from the part Nirodha, that is cessation, because yes, there is a cessation, but our assumption, and it isn't just in the Thai language is exactly the same, though I think it's as a human being, our assumption of a cessation is an arisen thing coming to cessation, so that what was there is not going to be there. So then what, you know, cessation of suffering or cessation of desire, we have it, and then we have to somehow make it disappear. But the nuance, and I think it's a really important nuance when the Buddha speaks of cessation, another way of looking at it is non-arising. So that, and that's equally valid translation. So that, okay, there's suffering, there's the cause of suffering, there's the non-arising of suffering, and there's the path leading to its non-arising. And that's a different relationship, and it's really important to get the feel for that. When we live in a certain way, it isn't that we make suffering cease. It's not arising.
Thank you so much.